daf is daf yud aleph. This teshi is le'ilin nishmas Yitzchok Menachem ben Eliezer Tzvi. The sugya that we're discussing over here is basically the sugya of Surat HaPesach. The Mishnah on that base told us if the opening of a mavoi is wider than 10 amos, you have to make it smaller in order to be able to be matched to the mavoi with a lechi or a kaya. And Rashi explained the reason for that is because that opening has to have a Shem Pesach. It has to be considered as a Pesach. Then it's roi, then it's fit to be hoksha b'lech v'kayro, because it allows the tiltal carrying in the mavi with a lech v'kayro, lechi or a kayro. Lech is the upright post, and the kayro is the beam going across on top, as the Mishnah talks about. That we need that in order to be master tiltal, to allow carrying in the mavi. And then Rashi explains the Mishnah that there's a condition in there. That opening has to be viewed as a Pesach. And the Pesach is till 10 amos wide. More than 10 amos doesn't have the Shem Pesach. Rashi says, "Horachav me'esa amit imayit." Rashi in the Mishnah says, "Zel shir roichav stam sochem." Same hochav a mikri pesach. More than that, is not considered a pesach. Al a pirta, the breach. Ba'anan v'inan pesach. And we need to view that as a pesach. In order to be mafshe this mavi, we have to first view that opening is a pesach, and then afterwards, it's fit for the lechi and kodesh. And that Mishnah continues, however, the Mishnah to the Pesach, Achal Pishiroch of Metam is in Tosamai. The Mishnah to the Pesach, if that opening has a Tosha Pesach, which Rashi tells us, Tosha Pesach, Lechim Kam, Lechim Mikam, the Koidom, or the Kono, Al Gabeim. The Lashon HaGemara that we have by us on that few hours is actually get out from the days. The Lashon HaGemara in describing a Surat HaPesach Tono. Surat HaPesach Sha'amu Kono Mikan, the Kono Mikan, the Kono Al Gabeim. A Kono. That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Kono is just some kind of post. Come on, kind of stick. One here, one there, and that creates the Surat HaPesach, the form of a Pesach, of an opening, of a doorway. We will come back to the slight change that Rashi makes in the Mishnah over here. Rashi uses the word Lechi. Akoponim, but the Surat HaPesach is this form of an opening, these two posts over here, and a something going across. Then the Mishnah says, "Ain toch l'mayit." If it's water, it's not necessarily mayit. And the simple understanding of that is that when do we say that there's a certain size for a pesach? That's only when it is a mere opening. That's what it is. It's a breach. It's an opening. One of you a pirtzah. A breach as a Pesach, then it has its limitations to what size we can consider the Pesach. However, if it has the form of a Pesach, as a Tzurut HaPesach, has the two posts and the beam going across on top, so that is an intrinsic Pesach, and then it's not limited to width at all. (Clears throat) That's why the Mishnah says that if you had the Tuat of Pesach, ain't Tzorach L'Ma'id. It's not necessary to be Ma'id. Now, the truth is, right over here in the Mishnah itself, there's what to think about. What is the accomplishment of the Tuat of Pesach? According to what we're talking right now, it would sound like that the accomplishment and function of a Tuat of Pesach is just merely to allow me to view this eerie as a Pesach. That means that if it would have been within 10 amos wide, then I could have viewed that opening as a Pesach regardless. But now that it's wider, so now I can't just view that opening, the beach itself, as a Pesach. It's wider than Sam Sochem. Now, in order for me to view that as a Pesach, now it requires something which will make it into a Pesach. Some positive structure over here which is going to cause me to see that as a Pesach. And that's the truth of Pesach. That's what it will seem for most Jewish Mishnah is saying. But if that's true, then we have to ask ourselves a question. Because we know that when it's within 10 amos, I can view it as a Pesach, but that itself is not enough to allow tilfel. You need a lesser because the conditions of being matir, tilfel, carrying in a mavi, are a two-step process. If you have that fourth wall, that fourth is open, and you want to view that, if you could view that as a Pesach, then Chazal said, okay, now you pull up your lechi v'kayra, however they work, when it talks about heker, priest, whatever it is. But that's the order of conditions over here. If you have a Pesach, now you set up that you could use a lechi v'kayra. But just having the Pesach itself is not a matter. If that's so, then we're talking about rochav me'yaseh, right? And you're setting up your Tzuras HaPesach. So, if the purpose of the Tzuras is just to allow me to view this area as a Pesach, okay, good. But where's my Lech of the Kodesh? Now, to say that you need a Lech of the Kodesh doesn't sound like, in addition to Tzuras HaPesach, you need a Lech of the Kodesh. So how do we understand why is it mutter to be impossible? So we'll see. Someone wanted to suggest that maybe even let's go with how we're understanding right now. True that the purpose of a Tzuras HaPesach is to make me view the area of the Pesach, an opening. Where is my Lechi V'Koyra? So that's all I want to pass the offer that maybe we could use the upright post of the Tzuras HaPesach as a Lechi. So it will have a double function. Now, okay, this is not so simple to say such a thing. We understand that this is saying a chiddush over here that you can have a double function. That this one of these upright posts over here is making my Tzuras HaPesach. And in addition, I can use that as a lechi. Not so simple. You have to know if you could say such a thing. But let's entertain this possibility. And therefore, you know, without having to be mechalish anything further, we could understand, according to whatever understanding that we did until now, that the purpose of the Pesach is just to give me a Pesach, and now I'm set up that my Lech HaVikoyah could be mastered. Where's my Lech HaVikoyah? Possibly one of these posts could be used as my Lech. However, like I was saying, that's not so simple. It's not so simple. That's l'chayra a chiddush to say that we're using the lechi itself, the kana as a lechi, and it would seem to be from over here something which as we see in our sugya, but it would seem to, that right over here we already see it right on that day that. The function of a Tzuras HaPesach is not merely just to allow me to see this large spot as a Pesach. Because if that was so, then there will be no purpose at all to have a Suda Pesach unless it's that wide. Right? Only if the whole purpose of the Pesach is just to allow me to view a place which otherwise I couldn't see as a Pesach. As a Pesach, so anything which is in up to 10 Amis, which anyways I have used a Pesach, then there's no purpose at all in Suda Pesach. Right? And as we'll see, that's not true. That's not true.
Good question.
Yeah.
Forgive me for asking for one. My understanding was that a Pesach is up to 10, and beyond 10 is a question of a Greek or not.
Okay.
So, the way that you say now that a Pesach is 10 or above.
Suda Pesach is a certain form, right? It's a certain form. And right now we're dealing with it. What is its function? What is it coming to accomplish? That's what we're dealing with right now. That's what we're dealing with. Right? This doorway form, right, that we're setting up over here, what is its purpose? Right? So what we would say is, until this point was, at a first glance, it's a legal Pesach, and what that does is that its point is that it's a breach that we could not have looked at as a Pesach without the Suda Pesach, because we're saying it's too wide. So if you set up the Suda Pesach, even though it's very wide, but if you have a legal Pesach over here, that will make this area into a Pesach,
even though it's more than ten.
Not a breach.
You're right. Now, Pesach is always as opposed to breach.
Right?
What kind of in halacha, how we view it. That's what we were talking until now. Right?
Even times where it's less than 10, that we require a good Pesach. That's part of the Pesach. So?
It would come out like that also. It would come out like that also. That if you had a situation, right? You don't know what the situation is. But Tosfos Shita is, that let's say in a Keren Zovis, the Gemara says that Pitzchab Keren Zovis we have the Inshi. Tosfos says that that's all without a Suda Pesach. But if you have a Suda Pesach, then that area will have a Chashivas of Pesach. So again, this would work out according to what we're saying right now. If you have a technical problem, you can't see the area as a Suda Pesach because we don't have anything positive telling us that we should view it as a Pesach. You just want to view a breach as a Pesach, so you could run into difficulties if it's too large, if it's in the Keren Zovis. So then, and therefore, in these cases, if you have a Suda Pesach over here, you have a positive reason, a legal doorway. So, right, then that allow us to see this as a Pesach. Right. However, we're saying that the Suda Pesach really is more than that. Is more than that. And we'll just bring one proof to that right now, because we know we learned in the sugya before that, let's say if you have a mavin mefush, right? The mavin is open on two sides. So there, the halacha is, let's talk that it's open to a bicker, just to get out of the machloikis. The Gemara tells us that if it's open to a bit on both sides, then everyone agrees the halacha is that you have a Pesach on one side, Lech Vikar on the other side. Right? So what does that imply? That implies that in order to be Makshir or Mori, that the food open on both sides, it's not enough just to put a Lechi or a Kara on both sides. I need a greater Koyach HaMashir. And that's more than that Suda Pesach. Now, we're Suda Pesach just another, just a means to get me a Pesach over here. Over there, first of all, it's not Rochem. I'm talking about necessarily Rochem Asher. So what's the Suda Pesach helping me? And more than that, like we're asking, if Suda Pesach and just give me a Pesach, and I'm using one of its posts as a Lechi, so basically I'm using Lechi, but that over there, that Lechi is not Mastic. I need Suda Pesach. So you see clearly from over there that Suda Pesach is a greater Koyach HaMashir. There's a second function that Suda Pesach has. Aside, of course, it's true what we're saying, that Suda Pesach gives an area, a Shem Pesach, even though it's wider than 10 or and other technical problems it might have, but that's not the limit of the function of Torah Pesach. The function of Torah Pesach is a new Koyach HaMate. It's a Mate by itself. And a greater Koyach HaMate, you see from the Gemara, over by Mavim Fush, that we're a Lechi would not help you, but Torah Pesach is required. And like you see in the Gemara, later on, the Gemara talks about by Kilayim, that there's Surat HaPesach could help. Surat HaPesach has a din of a mechitza. That's what the din Surat HaPesach is. It's a legal mechitza. Mechitza Chaim says that it's a halacha Mishmei Sinai, along with the other dinim and mechitza. The Gemara said before are halacha Mishmei Sinai, lovud, gudachis, beisin akuma. The Gemara says possibly the din of Surat HaPesach is a halacha Mishmei Sinai. Seems to be questionable. Chazanish is questioning that assumption. But this is one important thing that we have to be aware, that Surat HaPesach is a matter between us, a higher grade matter. So it has a big din mechitza. Even if you hold lechi kari mishum mechitza of the klei mechitza, the din mechitza of Torah Pesach, that it creates, that it soisen, it seals the area, is a bigger and stronger din, as we see from the Gemara by Mavim Foolish, and therefore that kibshutay the pshat over here also. When the Mishnah says zochav me'etzer, that we use the Torah Pesach, if you have the Torah Pesach as good, we're not using anymore lechi v'kari. This is a new matter. It's a matter of lechi, it's a matter of v'kari. It has its conditions when it could work, when it's enough. And then there's another din of Torah Pesach. So the man, it's a separate din by itself, a greater kari hamate. It happens to work to a certain degree with Pesach concept, that's why it's called a Surat HaPesach, and you have to create a Surat HaPesach. Some Rishonim hold Rambam that the din of Keren Zovis will even affect a Surat HaPesach. So it does work with the conditions of Pesach, but what it accomplishes is much more than just merely giving me a Pesach. It's creating over here a schema, it's covering, it's a mechitza, it's being facing, it's sealing the area. And therefore it's not necessary at all to see over here to view a lechi v'kari. Now the Gemara by us on Daf Yud Aleph asks the question, if Chamat, right? The Gemara tells us that the information that we have as far as where Surat HaPesach works and where Malka works, the Gemara talks about, is that we know in the Mishnah that Surat HaPesach helps Beloicha. If the opening is wider than Yidamas, that's where Surat HaPesach helps. A Malka helps, right in the Gemara, that if it's higher than 20 Amas high, the Mishnah says, Love, you should go in the Amas Amas Yimayit. And a Malka, which acts as a hacker, it attracts attention, so that helps even Mal Mishav. That we know. I'm going to ask, if Chomai, what about the other way around? And let's focus right now on the Shaila of Surat HaPesach. If Chomai concerning Surat HaPesach will mean that if you have a Mogli, which is Mal Mishav, and you erect the Surat HaPesach, which extends higher than Chof Amo, is that good? Is that good? The mission says that Mogish Gavoy Mamet and Amo is Tachimayit. You have to bring down the Kodim. What about Surat HaPesach? That's the Moroshai. That's the Moroshai. Now, let's think for a second. What's the issue here? What is the issue? Why yeah, why not? Right? Always, when the Moroshai ask the question, you have to assume that the Gemara is an intelligent question. We call it Sheilat Chacham, that you have two viable Gdolim, right? Or there's an intelligent question. So let's understand over here. We know the issue. What is the issue of Ramal Nechof? Right? The issue of Ramal Nechof, as far as I know, pretty much is that it's a hacker. It's a Shalafan hacker. It's not a question at all for Pesach. Pesach then is higher than Chof. That's not the issue. The issue is hacker. Right? You have the hacker. Right? That's why I'm out there. Can help me.
What is it, Amaltera?
Amaltera, the Gemara, it's not exactly what it is, but it's some kind of it's formed of something that attracts attention. You have some kind of picture or whatever it is, up on on top, and being that it attracts attention, so even though we usually say that people don't notice what's going on in the Ma'al Michal, and therefore if you put your cut over there, it doesn't have the heker which is necessary for the heker that you need in the Ma'al. People have to notice it, and then that'll help them differentiate between here and Shushalat. Right? But if it's so hard, people don't notice it as much. But if there's something over which is attractive, right, which could catch a person's attention, so then that'll help even if it's from Ma'al Michal. That's the kind of Ma'al Michal. So right now we're focusing over here. What is the issue? What's the question as far as Tzuras HaPesach helping Ma'al Nechof? If the problem Ma'al Nechof is the heker, so how is Tzuras HaPesach addressing this question, this problem? It seems to be a shaila in the Rishonim. The Me'iri, when he talks about this halacha, the Me'iri says that Tzuras HaPesach helps for Goyva and for Roichav because Tzuras HaPesach has a heker. Tzuras HaPesach apparently has heker, could be recognized more so than Koyva. That's how the Me'iri goes in that direction. And if that's so, so the way to understand what the Gemara Sophic over here is that apparently the Gemara wasn't so sure whether the heker that a Tzuras HaPesach has will fit the requirement of a heker. Apparently it doesn't reach the heker of a simple Koyra L'Maka Michof. The Gemara wants to know that the level and the degree of heker that a Tzuras HaPesach has, will that suffice for the din heker that's necessary by to be master or mother. That'll be the discussion of the shayla. And that thing more comes out that it's good. Why? It's up to me. Because the heker that a Tzuras HaPesach has is sufficient. That's the direction how the Me'iri learns.
What would be the maximum width that he would say it's okay?
See, width is really is not a heker question. Right? Width. Width is concerning whether it has a Shem Pesach. That's the issue over there. And we don't find any limitations as far as that.
Because what I'm thinking is like this. If the width is so wide that the person walking through wouldn't really realize that there's walls somewhere. It could be, who knows, 50 yamas, 60 yamas, very much. And then
I'm not even realize he's in a mavi.
He's not. It's not. Oh, we're talking about a mavi now.
I mean, generally that's what it is. Right? I mean,
so he's in a mavi. Is it
16 hours? If the mavi itself, could be.
See, because what I'm trying to say,
foolish.
Doesn't make a difference. What I'm trying to say is if.
What I'm trying to say
is if the wall, the width is very wide, so let's go the other way. If the width is small enough, so even if it's very, very high, the Tzuras HaPesach is very high, so he knows he's walking through a wall, he may realize that it's
well, see,
so
high. This is what the Gemara tells us. The information that the Gemara tells us is that if higher than 20 amas, a person doesn't notice. And that's what the Gemara tells us.
Yeah. But if it's narrow,
even if it's narrow, I don't want to go into this right now. There is a question that the Rishonim talk about that by Sukkah you find that that if you could follow the rule and you'll notice the schach in that way, so then even the Ma'al Nechaf it helps. And Taisa says that doesn't help us over here. And that's why even over here, even though we have the Kohen resting right on top of the wall, but that's not going to help us. And therefore, if the Kohen itself is whatever the shear is, right, just above the chaf, if it's not there, then the Moses, a person will not notice it. But in the Roi Chav, the Gemara doesn't say such a thing. Right? As wide as it is. Right? However, you want to understand that, right, as wide as it is, I mean, probably because, you know, you're not necessarily walking right in the middle that you're that far away. You know, people, it's hard to say that you don't notice the end over there. So that's why the Gemara assumes that there's never a hecker issue as far as the lefty is concerned, in width. Right, so the only issue as far as the width of it is, like we were discussing before, the Shem Pesach. Rashi says, Sam Tzochim, you know, are to look at it as a Pesach. It gets too wide, you wouldn't view that as a Pesach, and that's where we said that. But if you set up a Surah as a Pesach, then that'll help. And we don't find any limitations as far as that's concerned. If you have a Surah as a Pesach, you know, it'll help. I don't know of any limitations in width. So getting back to what we were focusing on, so we just discussed that the Gemara's Shilom, as far as whether Tuzah Pesach helps, Lamal and Mechot. We just mentioned how the Me'iri learned, that it's sad to say that it is good, is because you have the Hekeh, and therefore the question apparently is, the Gemara's Mistatik is the amount of Hekeh that you have in a Surah of Pesach, is that enough to meet the requirements of the Hekeh that's necessary in Hechsher Mavet? That looks like how the Mavet, however, if you look in the Rosh, when the Rosh brings the Maskaron HaGemara, and HaGemara brings a Raya, that if you have a Mavet which is Ma'al Mechof, Surah of Pesach helps, it's good. The Rosh says that it's good because Surah HaPesach does not need a Hekeh. That's what the Rosh says over here. The Rosh in Siman Yud Gimel, V'af the Goyva Mahang Surah HaPesach Deloy Ba'y Hekeh B'Surah HaPesach. Yeah? The Rosh says, why is it good? Because Surah HaPesach does not require Hekeh. That means that the Rosh understood the Gemara differently. The Rosh understood that Surah HaPesach does not have the Hekeh. Ma'al Lechop, it's not any better than the Kohen. Right? It doesn't have any Hekeh.
Well, maybe it has, but it's not really relevant.
Yeah, okay, I mean, that's what we're talking about. As far as satisfying this din. So therefore, according to the Rosh, the Gemara Shai Lechor is this in itself. That we know that there's a din hekeh general that you need for lechi v'koyah, and like we discussed before, right? You see, according to this Rosh, that's like we're saying, that being that Surah HaPesach is a new matter, a brand new entity by itself, it has the egin v'kerech ha-matir, of them classic gemara, that does this matter also have a requirement of hekeh as lechi lechi v'koyah? That's the Gemara Shad. It definitely doesn't have the Hekeh that they have. And if you need a Hekeh, it definitely does not meet the requirement. And that's why the Gemara has decided to say that Surah HaPesach, Lamal Nechof, would be no good. Because it definitely doesn't have the Hekeh that we would need. Novot, the Gemara Shad is that maybe the Hekeh of Surah HaPesach, the cloud doesn't have a limitation of Hekeh at all. Now, then the Gemara Lai, I'll bring the Lai to that, and the Hanami. It's good. Dr. Osh, know why it's good? Because Surah HaPesach does not need Hekeh. This set of Chazal requires a Hekeh, as long as the Lechah recurs. Surah HaPesach is a different kind of matter, a place, it seals the area, it works differently. This does not require at all Hekel. Hekel is not in its condition at all. That's what says Midrash. Now this is very important. For our nowadays Erevin, right? Our Erevin are made up of Surah HaPasach, and if you are using telephone poles and things like that, right? No, there's no hacker there, right? Right? So, according to where the Rosh says, this seems to be how the person goes, that Surah HaPasach does not require hacker. So fine, to be in the face, right? Hacker, no hacker. Right, but Tzuras HaPesach doesn't require it. That's what it says in the Gemara. That Tzuras HaPesach, Ma'am Nechov, is good. That's the issue in the Gemara, and Mo comes out that it's good because it doesn't need a heker. It's fine. But according to this Meiri, he learns the Gemara that Tzuras HaPesach does need. Ma'am Nechov, he holds, does have a heker. So now we have to judge that. Let it be that Ma'am Nechov has a heker, but if it's just a telephone pole, that. Right, so that's, you know, Chayra has this in problem why there's no hacker, and if it really does require a hacker, so Yesh Logam, whether you can use such a thing. Right, you know, I'm not saying anything, just taking out some interesting points that come out of this Gemara. Now, there's a place over here. All the Rishonim really, really bring up this point. The Gemara we've just said has a question. If you could use the Surah HaPesach, which is the Ma'ala Mechav, the Tosafot asks a question based on an assumption that Tosafot makes, which most Rishonim agree with this assumption. Let's go back to the Mishnah on that base for a second. Both we should go right around with Mechav Amo, Yimai. Right? Yimai. What are we talking about? How were we being mastered this Mavri that was saying that now that from Amo Mechav it's no good? Definitely, in the Sugya, it's clear that we're at least talking about Koyram. You're being mastered with a Koyram, with a beam across, so if it's Ma'al Mechav, right, that's the issue, then it doesn't have a heker, that's so it's no good. What about Leshi? Let's say you have a Mavri, which is very hard, very high wall, and you want to be mastered with a Leshi, right? Well, there's no problem, right? The fact that it happens to be high has no effect at all on the Leshi, so for the Leshi is definitely good, right? Definitely good. And that's what it says clearly. Paul says it right away. That's definitely the haskama of Rav Yishayim, if not all Yishayim.
So there you don't need Surah HaPesach, which is a lefty.
That's it. It's a different lefty mission, right? Lefty mission. I mean, if your opening is within 10, then you can match it with a lefty. And we're saying that even if it's high, right? Like mentioned before, because the height doesn't affect the Shem Pesach, has a Shem Pesach. The only issue with the height is the heker, and that's only problem if the heker first starts on something which is up there, that's a curse. But if you're being marked with a lechi, so the fact that the curse that I'm over go high, the curse has no effect at all on the lechi. Okay, so making this assumption, which the curse is right, that height has no effect on the lechi. So now I'll tell you to ask the question that I don't understand the Gemara's shayla over here. Alright? Gemara's claiming that if you have a mob, which is Ma'al Mechav, and you're using a Surah HaPesach, Ma'al Mechav, is it good or not? That's the Gemara's question. Alright? Even without getting involved in the stories that we just said before, but I'll tell you to ask, I don't understand. I mean, a Surah HaPesach is made up of two posts. And the thing on top. So let's just forget about the other part of it. Doesn't every Surah HaPesach have in it a lechi? And a lechi, we just said, height has no effect. So if I tell you this, that what's a negated shayla? What's a negated shayla? We remind, exactly what the Sfar's shayla is that does the din suit of Pesach need a hecker? Does it have a hecker? It's irrelevant. Because I don't need the suit of Pesach over here. Let me just use the lechi that's here. That's basically the question.
You mean the extra lechi that you're putting?
Or no extra lechi.
The side of the water
right. The leg of the suit of Pesach. Right? Let's just, forget about as if there was nothing else there. The fact that it has something, an addition over there, shouldn't take away. So every Suda of Pesach is made up of two lechis. I have a lechi. Right? And Laman Lechov doesn't affect the heter of a lechi. So what's the shail in the gate? That's the thing. Laman Nafkamina. That's the thing. Now, as we sort of hinted to before, that there is a shittim. It's a shittim of Rambam. The Rambam says over here in Perek Zayin Halacha Yudalit in Hilchos Shabbos, "Kama yia Pesach Hamavi v'yia Dai l'hachshir v'lechi yoykoidim." Rambam says that what's the size of the opening of a mavi that it will be sufficient to be matched with olechi or a koidim? Rambam gives Govoy ein pochus nesar tfochim v'lo yeser al eshem amu. The Rambam gives the condition. It has to be 10 tefachim high. It has to be 10 tefachim high. It can't be higher than 20 amos. And the width has to be within 10 amos. So the Rambam over here, the simple reading of the Rambam would seem to be that the conditions for lechi yikoyda. That's how we thought. Kamiya Pesach Hamovi via Dal Hashir Belechi yikoyda. And he gives these conditions. So it was seen from the Rambam that this condition, Belechi yikoyda, even applies to lechi. Achidush. That if you have a mobi, which is Lamal Mesim Amma, you can't be master with a lechi. He learns the whole mission over here is not, that first part of the mission is not limited to koyda. It goes on lechi and kozim. Most mefoshim in the Rambam are not ready to accept this, and therefore they say that the following conditions that the Rambam gives don't necessarily apply to both lechi and kozim. When the Rambam starts and it says that what's the size they can master lechi and kozim, some of these conditions only talk to kozim. Shigoyim lemal michos. That's how most mefoshim learn. However, there's a base mayor that learns that the Rambam means exactly like he says. Achidish, he is one of the few poskim who learn in the Shita of Rambam that a mavi which is chaf and lahai, not only can't you be matter with a koira, but you can't be matter with a lechi either. Even though Lachar was the problem. So he says that in truth this is a takana chazal. You know, the reason doesn't really apply to Koyra. Amal Mechof is a hecker issue, whether you can recognize it, and that doesn't really talk to Koyra. And he says over there that chazal set up the... Doesn't talk to lechi, I'm sorry. Right? Chazal set up the hecker of lechi the Koyra that only a mavi which you could be matter with a Koyra can you be matter with a lechi. And therefore, if you have a mavi which has a koira issue, that will thereby disqualify this koira from being used a lechi, from matter with a lechi also. Right? That's how he says what the pshat in the Rambam is. Now, what's negated to us over here is like we set up, that Tosis' whole question over here only starts if you make the assumption that Lechi has no issue of Lamal Nechof. Therefore, Tosis asks that what's the negayah, whether two is a Pesach helps Lamal Nechof, and you have a Lechi over here. But according to the Rambam, the Kafir doesn't start. Right? Because according to the Rambam, Lechi also has no good Lamal Nechof. So you can't say, forget about the Pesach, just let me use a Lechi. Lechi also has no good Lamal Nechof. So I need necessarily to use the Heter of Tosis Pesach, and that's why the Makos of Shaila does. The Lamal Nechof could Tosis Pesach help.
The Rambam says you need both.
The Rambam says
that you need both Lechi and Koyder.
Weird.
For Tosis Pesach to be matter.
No.
No, for a Mubah to be matter that you require both.
No, no, no. You don't need both. No, but the Rambam just says what the Bismay takes out of Rambam is that you never need both. One or the other, but the Rambam is saying that you can only use one if it fits to be knitted by the other. That's what it seems to be. But that you only need one. You never need both. You never need both. You don't need both.
Why bother with a coda at any time? If this is the case, just go for the two lechi and
topic. What do you mean with the two?
You should just have the time. What's the purpose of having the coda? If it's going to come out, should we probably say the bullet?
Okay. Okay, we'll see. Let's just try to tap around what we can over here. Okay, so I was saying that according to the Rambam, according to the Beis Meir, understands the Rambam, Tosis Kasha doesn't start at all. Right? The whole Kasha is based on assumption, the saying, Rav Yishayim, and even in the Pesukim, in the Shita of the Rambam, that most Pesukim don't agree with what the Beis Meir wants to take out of the Rambam. And therefore, definitely the Shita of Rav Minyan and Binyan of Yishayim Pesukim is that Lechi helps Lamal Nechof, and that's the basis of Tosis' question. Tosis says, therefore, we have to learn the Gemara Shaila is directed in a specific situation where Lechi won't be good. But you can't use a Lechi. Tosis says, the Gemara is clearing. You must ask the Mishael in a situation where Lech will be insufficient. He might be a foolish. A mother of foolish. Like we mentioned before, a mother of foolish, you have to have one side needs the heter of Tosis Pesach. Like we discussed before, Tosis Pesach is a greater power to the master. And if it's open on both sides, then you have to create really a theme, as the person explained, that if it's open on both sides, so really you have to close off this area and then you'll deal with the other side as a mavi that has three walls. In order to do that, to be safe from it, to seal that area, you need a Tosis Pesach. So over here, Lechi wouldn't be good. So that's the Gemara's claim in Shiloh. Let's say, for example, in a mavi mafur, open both sides, and one side over here needs the Daska. You need necessarily a Tosis Pesach, and we can't just say, well, just use the Lechi, because Lechi is insufficient over here. So that's what's negating Moshe Shaila over here. Since I need to use the power of Tosis Pesach over here, I'm telling Moshe Shaila that if it's Lamal Nechof, so there's no Heker, maybe Heker's not insufficient like we discussed before, is it good? That's what's negating Moshe Shaila. That's one example that Taisa says. And Taisa says, Oy Rav Yosi, the boy Lechi, Roichav Gimel. I'm sorry, I skipped something. Oy the Esen Yeser, the boy Tosis Pesach. Or another example, right? Yesen Yeser, like we definitely saw. Yesen Yeser does not have Hashem Pesach. So we couldn't use a Lechi. Lechi is insufficient over here. Over here I need that for Tosis Pesach. Now, in this point of case, I just want to mention something over here. A point to what we discussed before. Tosis says like this. That if you have Our Gemara is talking about a case where it has two problems. It's wider than yud, and it's a mamichos. And this is where the Gemara, this is where I need to use the Tzuras HaPesach. This is where I need Tzuras HaPesach over here. And lechi is insufficient. Why is lechi insufficient? Because it's wider than chos. It's wider than 10. It's wider than 10. That's why over here I need Tzuras HaPesach, and that's why the Gemara is claiming Tzuras HaPesach does it help. Now, I want to think like this. We mentioned the possibility before that if one has a Tzuras HaPesach, he could use one of the posts as a lechi. We mentioned such a possibility. Now, I want to know, were that to be so, let's see. I think in this Tosfos would seem to infer that you can't do. And I'll tell you why. Right? If you could follow over here, like this. We're seeing from over here, the Gemara Shaila over here. Is we want to know this koyach of Tzuras HaPesach, this matter Tzuras HaPesach, does it help the Ma'al Michos? Right? But we mentioned that definitely there are two functions that Tzuras HaPesach does. Tzuras HaPesach makes me earrings, otherwise I couldn't view as a Pesach into a Pesach. It does do that. And in addition to that, it also is a new power to the matter. Now, Pesach's question over here was that, you know, if I could use the lechi, so my nafkamina. And I tell you the answer, but I can't use the lechi over here because it's too wide. Now, in this case over here, if the mother is too wide, fine. So I'll use the Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, now, I want to like this. That if we could use the upright of a Tzuras HaPesach to function as a lechi, if that's true, so in this situation over here, so I only need to use the lower level function of the Tzuras HaPesach, make this into a Pesach, and now I'll use the lechi, and the lechi can help, even though it's phenomenal, because I'm using the power, the matter of lechi. So Lechoda, Tosfos doesn't really have, is not really answering his question. The question over here was that I don't need Tzuras HaPesach. Let me use the lechi. And that answers Tosfos that I need Tzuras HaPesach because it's too wide. Well, now we're saying like this is that that's true. However, which function where the lechi should still be available to be used over here? I only need the lower level function of Tzuras HaPesach over here to give it a Shem Pesach. Right? That has nothing to do with Heker. Right? Like we explained. Tzuras HaPesach definitely can give something, even if it's a Ma'al Mechof, it's going to make it into a Pesach. Right? But there'll be no Heker over here. But a Pesach it'll make. So, what over here, were it to be that I can use the upright post of a Tzuras HaPesach to function as a lechi, then Lechoda Tosfos didn't answer his question. Because even if Lamal Mechof is not good in the matter of Tzuras HaPesach, but I don't need that function. Let my Tzuras HaPesach just make me a Pesach. Right? And that's definitely no question that a Tzuras HaPesach can make me can give me a Hashivas of a Pesach at any quantum dimension. The issue in the Gemara was, well, there's no Heker over here. Right? So assuming that there's no lechi available to be used, so you have to deal with heker. But were it to be that you could always use the upright post of the Tzuras HaPesach as a lechi, so vaitu what's the shayla? Let me, it's rochav chos. It's rochav eser. let that be. So my Tzuzah Pesach will make that into a Pesach now. Now I have a Pesach. Let it be that it's a Pesach without a heck of since it's an Amuzo. But now, I'll shift it into Lechi. I'll use the Lechi. So it would seem to be from this Tosfos over here, the Chayda, that that option that we discussed before is the Chayda, not an option. That the upright post could be used as a double function to make me a Tzuzah Pesach, and it could also be function as a Lechi. Because if it would be, then the Chayda Tosfos is not answering his question. Right? You see over here, the Chayda Tosfos is saying that since you need it to function as a Tzuzah Pesach because it's wider than 10, then now I can't use it. Now I don't have the Lechi anymore. It's the either or. This upright post is the either or. Either it can be functioning as a Tzuzah Pesach, and it's showing there's no Lechi over here, or you want to forget about the Tzuzah Pesach and look, view it as a Lechi. The application says, in this situation, since it's wider than 10, I have to view it as a Tzuzah Pesach. I can't use Lechi. It's showing the Hapach Mishkan Lechi. Okay. Let's just mention one more point over here. The direction of Tosfos Teretz over here is basically saying that the Gemara Shaila is Negeya over here in a situation when you can't use a lashon. Now, there are two reasons why you can't use a lashon. Two possible ways. Either you could take a direction where in such a situation where the power of Lechi doesn't work. Tosfos says that's called Mavim Foolish or Yesa Miyesa. And the third path that Tosfos gives is Olav Yesi Deboi Lechi Leichav Gimu. Or the Tosfos that according to Yesi Shita we had in the previous Amar, Yesi holds that Lechi has to be Gimu Tzachim wide. Gimel Tochim wide. Zol Tosfos that if our Tzuzah Pesach, the upright, are not Gimel Tochim, so it's not going to fit the conditions of a Lechi, so then we understand the Marashah. You can't ask, well, forget about Tzuzah Pesach, use the Lechi. There is no Lechi over here. It doesn't have the conditions of a Lechi. Now you see from over there, Tosfos Oibazoi is assuming that the conditions of Tzuzah Pesach, what makes the Tzuzah Pesach, are not the same as those of Lechi. The upright posts of a Tzuzah Pesach don't have the same conditions as a Lechi. And therefore, that's what Tosfos is seeing in that direction. If my question was, that what's in the case of Tzuzah Pesach, just use the upright post as a Lechi, and that Tosfos is answering, well, if I could find a condition that Lechi has, that Tzuzah Pesach doesn't have, so I'll talk about such a case. So therefore, I can't answer. Well, let me use the upright post as a lesson. It doesn't have to be a lesson. This place is according to Yesi. Yesi has conditions in the Lechi that has to be Gimel Tzachim. So we'll be talking about Shuk Pesach without the Gimel Tzachim. So there's no Lechi over here. So that's what we get in Shaila. So from Tosfos over here, we see that Tosfos holds that Shuk Pesach has whole different conditions than that of Lechi. And the truth is that definitely as far as Kaira, right? As far as Kaira is concerned, a Tzuzah Pesach is made of two uprights and one going across. Kaira has its conditions. It needs to be a tefach wide, real capillaria. That we saw before, Tosfos himself mentioned Toba, as far as the din of Ben Chayayim, Tachas HaKoda, by Tzuzah Pesach, it's a mashahu. But the din of Tzuzah Pesach, right? I mean, that's to see all the strings that we have at the Tzuzah Pesach. The piece going through us definitely doesn't have the condition of a koyda, right? So that's for sure. That Tzuzah Pesach is not like, you know, a joint lechi the koyda, right? That's for sure not what it is, because it definitely doesn't have the conditions of a koyda, right? What about the conditions of a lechi? The Tosfos seems to assume also that doesn't have the conditions of a lechi. Now, the Rashi that we mentioned before, Achrayim and Tziv, in Rami Shodem, makes a deed from Rashi. The Rashi and the Mishnah explained, quotes over the Gemara by us, and that's an is a little bit different than Gemara says. When Gemara describes, so his pets and what is konimikam konagabeyin, three konim. Rashi in the Mishnah says lechi mikam velechi mikam vekonagabeyin. There was a gift in Rashi the konagabeyin, and seems to be changed to kona probably because of this point that we mentioned before. Konagabeyin that would sound like, you know, the kona, but that seems to be postured that you don't have the conditions of kona. But this that Rashi calls the upright of a Tzuris HaPesach, Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan is Medaik in Achrayim, that Rashi holds that it does have the conditions. Akuponim, the upright of a Tzuris HaPesach have the conditions of Lechi. Now, if that will be so L'chayit should follow that according to B'Yaisi, he holds that Lechi needs to be Gimel Tzvachim, so it will all have to be Gimel Tzvachim. So this last Teret that Tzuris is saying, this coin of Teret, to say that we're talking about a Tzuris HaPesach, that it's upright, don't have the conditions of a Lechi, according to that Dik in the Rashi, well, regardless, wouldn't be good for Tzuris HaPesach either. Right? So this chronic heresy wouldn't help, according to that Shita, that Tzuris HaPesach has a requirement of Lechi. And that'll be right. Any time you have a Tzuris HaPesach, you have a Lechi. You'd be able to use the first Tzuris in the places. That we're talking situations when the power of Lechi is not good. So then you have something which fits the condition of a lechi, but we're talking about a situation where lechi is not enough to matter. Marvin foolish, the upper man.